Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex will be joining us in just a couple of hours. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. You can check out my little Bobby Bloggins over at theinfowarrior.com. And if you want to send something to the InfoWars office, we just had somebody ask what the address is. It is Free Speech Systems, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. One more time. Free Speech Systems, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. We are now joined by Bob Chapman. We're going to be talking about the economy, the price of gold really shooting up lately, and this new speech by Obama just this morning announcing the new cybersecurity coordinator and this new department where they are literally going to regulate everything on the internet further, try to pass this Cybersecurity Act, the Cyberbullying Act, and much, much more. How are you today, Bob?
I'm pretty good. And what the president is doing is ominous, and it's just an extension of what we got with the last administrations, and it's very, very frightening because it's obvious that they're after total control of the internet and probably the airwaves as well.
You know, absolutely. In fact, they're trying to already say, I believe the FCC is saying, well, we can already go in warrantlessly if you have a rogue Wi-Fi connection. In other words, if your Wi-Fi signal isn't regulated in some way, they can already come into your home and check that out. And they were able to do that through some kind of passage of a cable act back in the 70s with cable boxes and people using the black boxes to get the free premium channels or whatever. It would emit a certain wavelength, and they would be able to go in warrantlessly. And they just keep expanding and expanding on their powers. Now, we already knew they were doing this behind closed doors because of cases like Hepting versus AT&T, where AT&T is openly just copying every single thing you do on the internet, every single thing you do on your phone. We already know they're tracking what we're watching. I mean, it's admitted. How do you think they figured out that the most watched television moment in history was Janet Jackson's, bosom popping out over at the Super Bowl? So, you know, this is just a long time coming. Now they're just announcing it. But as they announce it, Bob, Obama always pulls back and say, oh, we're not going to infringe on your civil liberties. Oh, we're not going to be spying on you. We're just creating a smart grid where all your medical information will be databased and electronic, and we'll have a GPS of your home. And, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, figure out how much carbon you're using so we can start this new carbon credit system of ours. I mean, it's complete insanity.
Yeah, with the carbon credits, they're trying to fast track that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Pelosi right now was just over at China talking about how they need to help us in this climate change. And meanwhile, she's there. She can't help but make this quote. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory. Right there coming out and saying every aspect of everybody's lives must be inventoried. I mean, we are really turning into, this is fast track stuff. With Sotomayor coming in, for instance, Bob, this woman looks like she's going to bring in the North American Union. She's a council member of La Raza. She's openly made racist statements, and she's openly a gun grabber. I mean, again, she wrote the book, Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture, where she argues that the Second Amendment actually ensures that most citizens cannot have guns. It says only military. Let me read the quote. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly confirmed organizations like the military. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. I mean, talk about a nightmare.
And that's an aggressive challenge, and that's one of the things that are used in Cywar. This woman's been trained in Cywar. Either that or somebody else wrote the statement.
Because, well, she wrote a whole book on it. I mean, this is psychological warfare on the American populace, and really the world populace. And the Orwellian doublespeak that is taking place just in the past few months has been incredible. We now have Army generals saying, oh, we may need to be in Iraq for another 10 years. Well, if anybody's been paying attention, of course they're going to say that. More with Bob Chapman on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To talk about. I mean, they are really fast tracking this quote-unquote smart grid, and the only one it's smart for is for the elites who are trying to enslave us. I mean, so much to go over just in the past week, Bob. I want to get your take on so many things. I mean, what did you think about this private meeting of Rockefeller and Oprah and Bill Gates, and I believe Ted Turner was there as well, and then they said, oh, we had to deal with some population issues. I mean, outside of the Bilderberg group, I mean, it's getting pretty creepy.
Well, I think what they was telling some of these people is the dollar's going down, the economy's in serious trouble, and this thing's going to go upside down. Tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster, my first paragraph reflects in that. I think something tremendous is coming down in the next 4 months, maybe five, but and it's hard to do timing on this kind of thing. Because, you know, we're not on the inside. We're backing in the back door trying to find out what they're doing all the time. And so, you know, we just don't have access to the halls of power, so to speak. But there's something big coming. You know, I notice a number of police agencies getting 200 or 300 or 500 AR-15s. I got a piece out of the Boston Globe this morning. You know, this is Boston and the surrounding area is heavily populated. Mm-hmm. Unless there was a riot or a bank robbery or something like that, there's no need to have a penetrating weapon like that inside the city. And usually cities, all cities today, have SWAT teams. So there's no reason for these guys, 2,000 or 200 or whatever it is, to be running around the streets of Boston or any other city with AR-15s. It's as simple as that.
Well, I have to agree with you.
And it's syndrome.
Well, it's step by step. You know, they first do it in New York City subways to protect us from terror after 9/11. Now the terrorists are us, and they're saying, oh, look at these guys, these four, you know, illiterate, literal retard criminals who couldn't even get guns, let alone make bombs or have any connections to any jihadist movement outside of the FBI agent, who provocateured the whole thing. Oh, they were going to blow up synagogues, terrorism in America. Meanwhile, DHS is now going to be amalgamated into the NSA openly. It really already was part of the national security apparatus. But you have to know, all these extremist reports, all these terrorist reports, they are getting ready and building the infrastructure to target the dissenters in this country and throughout the world.
Well, it's one of the reasons that I moved out of the country. I can keep on functioning as long as the stations are up, but I can keep on publishing indefinitely.
Well, why don't you tell people about the website? Why don't you tell people about the website, Bob, and where they can get this information?
Well, the website is the internationalforecaster.com. And I'll repeat that, the international, forecaster.com. And you can also go to get a free introductory copy to 877-479-8178. That's toll free. 877-479-8178. We have a hard copy twice a month. Twice a week we have an email copy. We talk about business, finance, economic, social, political issues all over the world. And I think it's very, very important, particularly to get the copy of the one that's coming out tomorrow, because I explained to people where we're headed here. And believe me, unfortunately, I've been right about 98% of the time for 20 years and even more so for the last 10 years. And what's coming is going to be bad. And we're talking about it here in the program right now. This is what these people are preparing for. This is what this Rockefeller Gates meeting was all about. As far as the visible members of the Illuminati, the Rockefeller family is right up there in the top, and at least in the United States. And when he has a meeting at 93 years old, you know it's important. He was over at the Bilderberger meeting, and that meeting took place right afterwards. So he was filling them in what went on over in Greece, is my assumption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably what's going down.
Totally evil.
I'm with you, Bob. Why don't we talk about, you know, the precious metals market? Because gold has shot up in the last couple of weeks. Silver's gone up. Basically, it seems like people are getting hip to the fact that this is a way to sustain your wealth and actually have money after this big collapse. I mean, how much more do you need to explain people that when I was listening to Alex Jones back in 2003, gold was going from somewhere between 275 and 330 an ounce, and now you can't get it for, you know, less than 880 to 1100 an ounce if you were to buy it on, you know, eBay or just one piece. I mean, that's an amazing investment, and it's not really that gold has tripled in price. It's that the dollar has really fallen, you know, by 60-plus percent.
No, that's correct. And, you know, it is very difficult to get coins, whether silver or gold, outside the United States. There's been a big increase in Europe in the purchases. They are available, but there are waiting times. And they're going to get even more difficult to get in the future. And I know that in Central and South America, Mexico, it's almost impossible to get coins. I mean, that is a true statement, believe me. And the Chinese have picked up on their buying. The Indians have dropped off, but they usually buy jewelry. That's their method of accumulating gold, which is usually 24 karat. And so what they really do is buying bullion. I guess they really want to wear it around, but I wouldn't want to wear that much bullion around the streets. But anyway, I'm sure that there are people in India who are dishonest. or criminals. But anyway, we're looking at, as we were here last Friday, and I said the HUI, which is an index of non-hedged stocks in gold and silver, and the silver and the gold charts showed reverse head and shoulders. And not to go in and explain what that is to you. It means once the right-hand shoulder of a reverse head and shoulders is completed, whatever is on the right-hand shoulder, whether it be gold, silver, the HUI, whatever, it takes off like a scared rabbit, and we're on the verge of that right now. A break over 1,035 intraday will take gold to new highs, and silver will go with it. In fact, silver's been leading the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And they're strong again today. The gold and silver stocks have been very strong. And we have an awful lot of very, very happy subscribers, I'm happy to say. But
It is unfortunate that they're becoming happy because the economy is only worsening and worsening. And now, you know, GM is going to be bankrupt. And, I mean, the economy in the United States is just on such a downward spiral. Meanwhile, they're saying, oh, it's getting better. I've actually seen reports that the recession is going to end in the next 6 to 12 months. Meanwhile, it's only going to get worse. It's continually gotten worse over the past 8 years, Bob.
Yeah, the June month is trading at 977, and we've got about a 1555 on silver right now in the outside months, which are June and July. And those are the more active months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of things I could tell you about this. Number one, the fundamentals go stronger every day in both metals. And then there's the shortages in coins. Also, we're looking at a collapsing dollar. The dollar's down like 1.40 on the USDX today at around 79.40. And we called the top on at 85.50. We called the top about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar's headed down. We called the breakdown in the bond market at the beginning of the year. We thought it would happen at the end of this year. It happened already. And the bond market has broken down in the long end, which is the 10-year notes and the 30-year bonds. And incidentally, the government's raising $1 trillion this week. And I can assure you the Fed is in there buying, which is monetization, which is very inflationary. And the yield, when we made the prediction, was 2.35%. The yield has now gone up to 3.74%, headed to 4%. And higher. And that means that mortgages that have been able to be procured between 4.5 and 4.875 are now at 5 and will probably go somewhere in the 5.375 area, disqualifying a whole slew of buyers. And what's going on in the bond market is devastating. It's 10 times bigger than the stock market. And the only reason the stock market hasn't come down to 6,600 in the Dow again from 84 with a high of 8,600. The only reason it's not down is the United States government is keeping it up.
Mm-hmm.
They're manipulating it.
So what do you think is,
Jason,
what do you think?
I've been doing, listen to this, I've been doing 35 programs a week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Getting the word out on this, especially on the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul's bill. And there is no end of the stations in ABC, NBC, Fox, that want me on their programs. And I encounter these hosts, and they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And they just wanted me to come by and tell the people, as long as they didn't have to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, you know what? They're cowering. They don't want to lose their job. They want to, you know, feel like they're towing the party line because they're afraid that if they speak out too much, they're going to be the next ones on the unemployment line. I want to get into the Federal Reserve would serve as risk regulator under the Obama plan. Let's abolish the SEC and let the Federal Reserve serve as an all-seeing regulator to detect activities. Complete insanity while other nations drop the dollar as its reserve currency. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Much going on, especially today with the announcement of Internet 2, the cybersecurity coordinator, another department of pure bureaucracy and tyranny, really, in this country, just outwardly coming out. We've got City Year as the new fascist youth brigade in literal fascist and Nazi colors of red, white, and black in military marches while they sell you on Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Jack Kennedy, Mother Teresa, and then they amalgamate that into, you know, the I am change Obama rhetoric. Is he the next Lord and Savior? Well, that's what they want you to believe.
We're going to take your calls for Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment, but I want to get Bob's take on, you know, them giving further powers to the Federal Reserve. The Obama administration is proposing that the U.S. Federal Reserve serve as an all-seeing regulator to detect activities that could pose risks to the entire financial system. So our Lord bankers are going to regulate themselves. Meanwhile, they're the ones that are bringing this crisis in, Bob.
Well, that's a true statement. And they've been looting America since 1913. They're all criminals. They all should be in jail. They're all working on inside information. And they have been a disaster as far as eliminating panics, recessions, and depressions. Ron Paul's Bill 1207, 179 co-sponsors. Incredible. I think we can get it passed, but you got to do your part. You got to get on and contact every congressman, those who have approved it as co-sponsors. You thank them. The others who haven't, tell them you want them to. Tell you want them out, all of them you want it out of committee. You want it voted on and passed so we can go over to the Senate with it. It's the most important piece of legislation in the past 96 years. Very important. And if we can get that passed, we can stop them at the pass. The next thing after that we want is legislation on trade. We want tariffs on goods and services. Now, the Chinese think they got problems now. They're going to have even bigger problems if we can get those two pieces of legislation passed. And if we can do that, we can survive. If we don't, you're going to see it in the streets. You were talking about gold before. And I'm cutting back in a way because I want to read you something. This is the first paragraph in tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster. What we are about to tell you may be the most important information that we have imparted in almost 50 years. Something very bad is looming. We don't know the exact configuration yet, but we think the key is the collapse of the dollar, which will send gold and silver to considerably higher prices. These events could unfold over the next 2 to 4 months. There could be devaluation and default of the U.S. dollar and American debt. You must have at least 6 months' supply of freeze-dried dehydrated foods, a water filter for brackish water, and assault weapons with plenty of ammo and clips. You should put as much of your wealth as you can in gold and silver coins and shares. You should not own any stocks in the stock market except gold and silver shares. You should not own bonds, the exception being Canadian securities. You should not own CDs, cash life, cash value, life insurance policies, and annuities. And needless to say, except for your home, you should be totally out of real estate, residential and commercial, because it will remain illiquid for many years to come. Continue to pay your normal debts down because you do not know how they will be treated when we arrive at devaluation and default. We certainly do not want to have to tell you this, but the way things are shaping up, it doesn't look good. As we write this, the dollar is breaking 80 on the USDX, interest rates are climbing and have broken out to the upside, gold and silver are poised to break into new high territory, and the stock market is preparing to retest 6,600 on a Dow. You have been warned. Act accordingly.
Bob, I mean, it is just out of control when nations are openly now dumping the dollar. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Apparently, Russia has now dropped the dollar as its world reserve currency. They're using, I think, rubles. Brazil has talked about doing so. China has talked about doing so. I mean, when is the dollar going to be completely dumped? You talked about an event possibly in the next 4 to 5 months, which will be horrific for this country. But it is something that really does seem imminent.
Well, that's true. All the signs are there. I was looking at Naomi Wolf's stuff, and of course she's a writer, and you know, she's generally speaking from the left side of the perspective, but it doesn't make any difference. What she's saying is true. And you know, the 90-year-old that she quotes in one of her deliveries said that the same thing happened in Germany in the 30s. And get the message, everybody, because that's where we're headed.
Yeah, her film is called The End of America. She's been on this program and my program as well. I really like Naomi Wolf's stuff. We'll be back after this, taking your calls with Bob Chapman. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Hard to cut off Johnny Cash. Singing tunes as true as that. We're with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment, but I want to thank one of our sponsors, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. It's an atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store, which the majority of us do now because, you know, there's fluoride and every other thing in tap water. The number is 1-800-691-6043. It's pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in your air. That's right. You don't hook this up to a faucet. It's pretty amazing. It's delicious water. We have it in the office. Really love EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. So Bob, what happens when just nations just lockstep start dropping the dollar? I mean, are we going to see wheelbarrow money? Are we going to see a restructuring of our currencies? Is this the birth of the Amero or whatever they want to call it? Is this the birth of the North American Union?
Well, I think they've got too much trouble to try to implement a North American Union at this time. I don't think they'll go to an Amero at this time either. It just doesn't figure. What they would do is devalue the dollar, and I think if they did that, everybody else would devalue at the same time, because everybody else has got the same problems. I mean, they've all been, and we're talking the G20 especially, they've all been doing the same thing the Fed has been doing to varying degrees, increasing money supply and monetizing England, even Switzerland, and the European Central Bank. They're all doing it. And so I think with a devaluation, it would be simultaneous, and I believe that they would figure out a default system and try to do away with the problem that they've got. But in the process of doing that, I would think that they would continue to hold the dollar and then go to a international currency. I think it's too difficult for them to try to go directly from all currencies to one currency or even three currencies, and they would have to have gold backing or some kind of a commodity backing and probably a gold backing, because nobody's going to accept it. They're going to barter, mm-hmm. whether it's goods or whether it's gold for something else or whatever. And, you know, if you look at what went on last week at the Bilderberger meeting, they said it's getting out of control. We got to bring this thing to a halt. We're going to lose control completely. Well, I got news for them. They already lost control completely. You know, we're only a step away from getting that legislation, 1207, passed in the House of Representatives to audit the Fed, the first move. Mm-hmm. And that audit would be completed next year. And also, there's a companion bill to do away with the Fed. And as soon as the people found out what they were doing, which would happen during next year, they'd say, no, we don't want that anymore. We want the Treasury to handle it. At least there's transparency. And that's where I think that's headed. But as far as currencies are concerned, it's a hard one to call, but my guess is that it would be an international effort and everybody would do it together. And I think that the U.S. might do a one for ten, one new dollar for 10 old ones. And that's what I see coming.
Well, that alone will really hurt this economy in ways that are unimaginable. Let's jump to the phone lines. Laura in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason and Bob. This is Laura from Michigan. I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about how these things are encroaching upon our freedoms, and it's quite systematic. Mm-hmm. However, I see a great positive that a tipping point is going to come in the awareness of the American people. We see the Tea Parties rising in response to pretty much aggressive economic action. Mm-hmm. And we really do see the surveillance state rising and seeking to encroach upon our freedoms there, and they're building.
Yeah, but let me just stop you. I really feel like the Tea Parties themselves were totally and completely co-opted by the mainstream media, and especially Fox News with their Glenn Beck worship and their Sean Hannity worship. And I went to them this year, and although there were more people there, and yeah, there were some people that were into the real issues, there were other people, the majority of people, there to worship Glenn Beck, deny FEMA camps, and not see the bigger picture, and say Obama's bringing in socialism. Obama's bringing in socialism. Obama's not bringing in anything but an elitist agenda. This guy is a puppet that reads a teleprompter, and he's a good orator. He's a good mind. Don't get me wrong. He's a great think tanker, but he doesn't set the policy. He reads off a script. Continue.
I agree with you, Jason. I think you're right on, and I think it's a beginning of awareness, but it is literally the people stepping up to the plate saying, we're not going to take this anymore. And so to see that kind of activity as the surveillance state, and they see the surveillance state beginning to encroach upon them, and this infrastructure, the DHS is literally, and NSA, FEMA, they're literally building the infrastructure of a police state. If we took the control grid of what they're building and we compared it to China or North Vietnam, it is the same grid. They are the same power structures. They're a little bit beyond our perception. They have not surfaced completely. But I believe that they are going to obviously continue encroaching, and they're going to reach a tipping point.
Well, Laura, today was a big day. Let me say that. I mean, if they pass the Cyberbullying Act or the Cybersecurity Act, and I thank you for the call, maybe that will be the tipping point. But I think that this announcement, this speech, which we're finalizing right now, and we're going to play in the next hour along with this Alex Jones clip coming up, and we're going to analyze what Obama had to say. I mean, this should be the tipping point. They're announcing a smart grid. They're announcing that your digital records are going to, your medical records are going to be digitized and databased. They are announcing Internet 2.0. They're announcing a cybersecurity coordinator. They're announcing that they're going after quote unquote hacktivists and people who are anti-technology. I mean, this is it, Bob.
Absolutely. This is it. This is the move, the beginning of the brown shirt type, which is from the 1930s, which today, unfortunately, is local law enforcement that's being co-opted into a federalization process. Mm-hmm. And I have a letter to myself that came by email this week from someone who was in applying for police work, and he was in a room, and in the next room there were three people, two of whom were from Homeland Security, who were discussing with the chief of police in that particular city, and I don't even know what city it was, that the police forces should be federalized. And so this is aggressively going out there. And so we're going to have that sort of thing running around. We're going to have the Obama version of Hitler-Junger running around. And we're going to be beset by tremendous propaganda. And so this is the path they're taking. And, of course, as you said, people like you and I are going to be taken off the airways if they can possibly do that.
Yeah, and that's really what it seems like they're gunning for. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the line.
Hey, guys. Hey, Don.
All right.
Hey, in any case, sitting here listening to this thing on CNBC. Hey, you know, I thought it was very interesting when Obama announced that earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he sits there and says, you know, as I look at things two-sided. You know, he sits there and he says, we're not, he said literally that we are not issuing a dictatorship. Well, it's like, mm-hmm. Yes, you are. When he was talking about the cybersecurity thing.
Yeah.
Okay? And no, we're not going to be spying on you. We're not mm-hmm. going to be, you know, usurping your First Amendment rights. And I'm actually going, he's saying, no, we aren't. But on the other hand, it's like, yes, we are.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, when he says double that they're speak. Not going to be, yeah, it's absolute doublespeak. Listen, he gives out the whole agenda and then at the very end, let me be clear about what we're not doing. We're
right.
not going to be spying on the American people. Meanwhile, I play the clip that this has already been embedded before his administration. What was it? It's the AT&T case. Hefting versus AT&T. We play the clip where they already have the secret room, where they're already databasing 99.9% of your communications through AT&T, whether you use them as a service or not. This is just one small incident, one small case, and the media doesn't even touch it. And like I said, the cybersecurity chief, because they had a precursor to this organization that they're now restructuring to take even more control away from the American people and the private sector, he resigned because of concerns about, what is it, civil liberty groups and opposing giving control to the U.S. spying agencies. I mean, privacy issues. And this is off of MSNBC.com. This isn't going to be in any headlines. This is in the back of the paper, if that, and it's in one obscure article off of MSNBC.com. Where is the fair and accurate press that the government portrays? Oh, the liberal media. Oh, the conservative media. It's all WWE politics, and it makes me sick.
It's disgusting. Hey, I just want to ask you one other thing. There was I sent you guys an article to Rob D. Mm-hmm. that was in this last week's issue of The Economist. It was pretty interesting. It was pertaining to the fact that the Saudis and the Chinese, what they're doing is they're out there buying up all the farmland or buying up land,
mm-hmm.
you know, across the world, and with the intent of sitting there saying that they're going to do it for farming purposes. But what I thought was very interesting was one of the groups that was in there was the Bin Laden group. I thought that mm-hmm. was interesting.
Well, I have to check it out. I don't really know about that. Have you heard about that, Bob? And I thank you for the call.
No, I haven't heard about that, but it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
The Bin Laden group has been partners with the Bushes for many, many years, and they finance some of their companies in Texas as well. And that's why Osmo was chosen by the CIA as one of their chief operatives back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing about him in the early 80s, and nobody knew about him until oh, God.
The mainstream media jumped on in the 90s. I forget what his name is, but he was an NBC reporter. He had a glass.
In public, the first one who mentioned him was Ollie North.
Okay, gotcha.
At the Senate hearings on why he did what he did. Mm-hmm. But just flip back there for a sec and comment on what Obama had to say. What Obama was doing, and this is a method of selling, what Obama was doing was answering the objections before they come.
Mm-hmm.
He was pre-answering the objections of the public. We're not going to do this. So this is what we're doing this for another reason. Those terrible terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is not directed at you. So don't think that it is. He's answering the objection before it happens.
Yeah, kind of like preemptive detention that he keeps talking about.
Exactly.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible to me. Now, what's your take on the Supreme Court ruling that just happened on Tuesday where they're saying, well, we can interrogate people without a lawyer, but we're not overturning the fact that you can have a lawyer when we interrogate you. It's complete doublespeak, number one. Number two, it was, you know, 5-4. It's never 6-3 or 7-2 or 9-0. They really make it out to be, oh, your civil liberties just... you lost them by a hair, and really this is a debatable issue. But in certain circumstances now, they're going to be able to interrogate people without a lawyer. Well, certain circumstances mean any circumstances that the police or the authorities want to present to a judge, Bob.
Well, what happens when you say, no, you can't interrogate me. I won't answer any of your questions.
Well, then I guess they can have more aggressive interrogations. You know what can happen in a closed room. You might slip. You might hurt yourself. And, you know, they might be able to get a confession out of you, and then you can later say, well, I didn't have my lawyer present. And apparently they can just throw that out now. You can go check out the decision yourself. It is littered with doublespeak.
I want to say this. If they start that, I wouldn't give 2 cents for anybody in law enforcement in the United States. Mm-hmm. Because what's going to happen is they're going to beat somebody and throw them to the ground and break their collarbone or something like that. And the cops that did it, people are going to come up to behind them in the middle of the night and shoot them in the back of the head. That's what that's going to happen.
Excuse me. Let me just read you what it says. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects' questioning. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that police, under certain circumstances, can initiate an interrogation of a suspect without the defendant's lawyer being present. By a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority overruled a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney at an arraignment or similar proceeding. So here it's really just saying right there, even if he asks for a lawyer, we can still interrogate him. The 1986 decision held that once a defendant invoked the right to counsel, only a suspect and not the police can initiate the contact. Now here's where the doublespeak kicks in. The ruling was the latest in a recent string by conservative justices expanding the power of police to question suspects, but it does not change the landmark 1966 ruling barring the police from questioning a suspect who invokes the right to remain silent or have a lawyer present. So again, total Orwellian doublespeak.
And they beat you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I read it, Bob. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm delusional.
Well,
you know?
A lot of people are going to get beaten, men and women both.
Well, it's already happening.
Do you live the? You know, the Nazis did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a democracy. Adolf Hitler was elected. His party was. They won 82% of the vote.
That is correct.
I mean,
a lot of people
don't
see that.
People don't know what they're getting themselves into here. And I'll tell you, law enforcement, and I know you're listening, don't do it.
I got to agree with you. The website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Let's go to Gary in New York. Gary, on the line.
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
All right.
Good. Well, you know, one thing that worries me about what you and Alex does is that, you know, like with the Obama deception, I mean, how many movies did you guys make about Bush? You know, I mean, Obama's been in office for how long, and you got like one
Are you
movie?
Kidding me? Is that a joke? How many movies did we make about Bush? I mean, really, is that some kind of a sick and twisted joke?
Do you have one movie that's called the frickin' Bush deception?
Hold on. I mean, look at American Dictators. It follows the entire 2004 election where we gun after both John Kerry and George Bush for 90 minutes. What are you talking about? Hold on. The Road to Tyranny 2002 is a scathing movie on the Bush administration. 2004's Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. The 9/11 Chronicles is very critical of the Bush administration. Bush was so outwardly evil, and they didn't promote him as a character with a halo over his head to become the world president. They didn't say that he was changed. Okay, he was a party line politician that in 2000, wait a minute, I think it was in 99, Alex Jones confronted him when he was the governor of Texas. It was one of the most viral videos before YouTube even ever existed. You know, I mean, I can't even, I mean, that comment, Endgame goes after the Bush administration. I mean, how many movies do we have to make? I mean, obviously I made Loose Change, Second Edition, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies. I mean, Fabled Enemies, Bush administration, Bush 1 administration. Unforgiving. Like, hold over. I mean, the things you're saying are just so outwardly ludicrous. I don't know if you have a leg to stand on, sir. Just because Bush isn't in the title, he's on the cover of some of these things. He's in the background. He's mentioned in the Bohemian Grove video. Back with Bob Chapman and calls after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now.
Go to survivalistseeds.com.
That's survivalistseeds.com.
Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We are back, final segment with Bob Chapman, and I guess that Gary dropped off. I mean, I he doesn't have a leg to stand on, folks. Let me just go through the stack of movies right in front here. American Dictators has Bush on the back cover. Goes after John Kerry. Right in the very beginning of the Obama deception, we expose George W. Bush and his administration as well. It's not about left or right. It's about the Obama worship that's out there. We're trying to bring the left in to awaken them that they've drank the Kool-Aid. Dark Secrets from Bohemian Grove. Both Bush boys are in the background from their little pose over at the Bohemian Grove Club out of their own annal, which is right to the left of me. There's Bush again on Matrix of Evil. All these available at Infowars.com, where you can see them for a very small fee, becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber in the highest of qualities. Right here, Road to Tyranny. Oh, Gary is back. Gary, what are you talking about? Right here I've got four movies in front of me. I just can't even believe the statement. Go ahead.
Named Bush Anything.
What's that?
Are any of those movies named Bush Anything?
Again, Bush, listen, they didn't sell Bush posters at Walmart. There aren't Bush t-shirts in hipster stores and hip-hop shops that people are worshiping. Now, he didn't start a civil service corps with the term I Am Change. The Obama worship is off the hook, but every single commercial for these, every cover has Bush on it. You know what? You want to hold over till the top of the hour. I'll take you to task, but I got to finish up with Bob Chapman. Bob, it's ludicrous to say that this office hasn't gone after the Bush administration. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. These sort of things happen with people who are set in their ways.
Yeah, to think that, you're going. Look, the Obama administration is awful. What are you talking about, sir? They came out in the very beginning. They said, we're anti-war. In 2006, people fell for, the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. They're going to hold the Bush administration's feet to the fire. They're going to go after him as war criminals. Didn't happen. Somebody on the left actually woke up. Her name was Cindy Sheehan. She tried to take that congressional seat away from Pelosi. But then the mainstream media immediately turned on her when she went away from this conservative, liberal, left-right spectrum that doesn't exist. It's imaginary, sir. It's there to control you. If you're a leftist, you're out of your mind. If you're a far right guy, you're out of your mind. You should be a constitutionalist. You should be for individual freedoms. This blows my mind. The Obama administration is now going to be in Iraq publicly until the end of 2011 with 50,000 quote-unquote non-combat troops. There's zero plan to get out of Afghanistan. We've redistributed forces there. They want to build a Eurasian Union. That's part of it. The Middle East is a big target. And this administration is going to stay in the Middle East militarily as long as it possibly can. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Absolutely. It's a geopolitical situation as well as one in protecting the oil. So the oil will flow to America and to Europe. And the United States government and American oil companies won't have to access the tremendous amounts of oil that they have in the United States.
Yeah, it's just still blowing my mind. Why don't you give out the website one more time and tell people where they can get gold and silver to really protect themselves as it shoots up, before it's too late, before the collapse of the dollar, before you don't have anything, before you don't have a home, before your pension's completely gone, before you can't afford your car payments. Go ahead, Bob.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. Well, you can call toll-free 877-479-8178, 877-479-8178.
Thank you so much, Bob. The Obama deception itself is really not that much about Obama. It gives a short history, but it's about the people behind Obama, the people behind Obama's administration, the people behind the policies that this administration that's really just being puppeted by elites is promoting. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to take them to task.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.